Welcome back, Transfer Warriors! Today is day 13. Can you believe it? It's almost 2 weeks. In our 30 Days to Transfer series, I am your host, Transfer Man! That's right, I am here to help you crush your transfer goals and get to the next stage of your education. Are you ready? Well, today we are diving into one of the most strategic and competitive transfer paths out there, STEM majors. Are you guys in the house? Yeah, all right. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This includes all of those majors like computer science and even those smaller majors, aeronautical engineering, civil engineering. There's just a ton of them. Speaking of math, you know, there's a thin line between a numerator and a denominator, and only a fraction of the people know the difference. Oh, you know, they say 4/3 of people are bad at fractions. Oh, my. You know what? I was going to tell you a chemistry joke, but I didn't think it would get a reaction. Oh, man. Wow. Yes. Thank you very much. Transfer Man is in the house and ready to go today. So if you are a STEM student, you need a game plan. It's a great movie, by the way, with The Rock. I highly recommend it. Your college probably has a STEM counselor. Okay. First off, your college probably has a STEM counselor and they are going to become your new best friend. They can give you real-time advice as things change a lot throughout the year. Right? And we need to stay transfer nimble. We got to be able to adapt to our transfer environment. So stay close to your transfer counselor. Plus, everyone's situation can be a little different. I have never seen two STEM students in the exact same position. Okay? It's like a STEM river. You can never step in a STEM river twice because the water has changed. Yes, that is Heraclides, but I guess this is STEM Heraclides today. Okay. All right, enough jokes, I promise. Today we're talking about a very general terms, STEM students and what you should be doing. Okay. So major prep is super duper duper important. More so probably than any other major. So in terms of general ed, we're also going to talk about the Golden Four and the UC7 course pattern and what they mean for you. And really why you should prioritize transfer success, not just checking every single box on assist. All right, first, let's talk about mindset. When it comes to STEM transfers, you've got to think differently. STEM majors are high unit majors. An associate's degree for transfer is 60 units, right? That's what most majors fit neatly into. But here's the reality. Majors like engineering, computer science, biochemistry, and others often take way more than 60 units to fully complete. I've seen students over 100, okay? Talk to a counselor. Over 100 for some of these majors is not uncommon at all. So I have a little analogy I want you to follow with me here. I like, you know, the ocean and sailing and nautical stuff, so I might use analogies like this a lot. If you're in a boat and you're close to shore, a few degrees off course is really not going to make a difference, right? If you're like a couple hundred yards offshore, 200, 300, 400 yards, but if you're further out, a small variation can be a huge difference, right? 2 to 3 degrees, if you're coming from Hawaii to California, 2 to 3 degrees could put you way far north or south of where you're intending to go. So if your ultimate goal, likewise, if your ultimate goal is aeronautical engineering, at its core, it has a lot of things in common with all engineering, the math, the physics, right? But when you get into the aeronautical part, that's dramatically different than civil engineering or acoustical engineering, etc. So you'll never be able to have all the courses for that specific major at multiple institutions, as they vary so much. So if you're looking at a UC, you're looking at a private school, an out-of-state school, they may want so many different things. You could be in the community college forever, right? Okay. So my analogy here is you need to get to shore as fast as possible and start doing exactly what they want, right? Because if you go to a school and you start doing their major stuff, of course it's going to transfer because you're there already. All right. In terms of degrees, for example, there are ADTs in math or physics, but they don't actually line up perfectly with engineering transfer requirements. And local degrees do not line up with transfer requirements either. Why? Because many local degrees, are built for students who are preparing to work locally, not necessarily transfer. If you think about it, there's not too many engineering jobs these days that only require an associate's degree. So our degree should not be our North Star, right? In terms of STEM majors, our degree is not our primary guiding navigational tool. Major preparation comes first. So here's the golden rule for STEM students. Focus on your major preparation. The UC system has been very clear about this for years. STEM students should not prioritize general education over their core major prep. So for California state schools, obviously, you need the golden four. That is oral communication, your speech class, written communication, English composition, critical thinking, and math, typically a math in your major, right? For UC transfers, you need at the bare minimum the UC7 course pattern. Google it, which is similar but slightly different. Listen carefully. STEM students should not stress about completing their entire general education first. Why? Because the major preparation is what admissions teams care about the most. If you remember from the previous episode, they want to make sure that you're ready to jump right into upper division level and that you are not going to be hanging out there for 3-4 years, right? So major prep is number one. All right, let's understand assist and transfer strategy. Now let's talk about assist.org. Your best friend for figuring out exactly which classes you need for your major in California. Remember, Assist is not national. Assist is for California. But here's a little secret. You don't have to complete everything on Assist to transfer. I've had hundreds of students not be done with their complete STEM series, get accepted, and just go, right? For many STEM majors, completing every single recommended class would take easily over 100 units. So instead, the smart strategy is to start applying once you reach 60 units. So even if you have not finished every course listed on Assist, you can get picked up by a UC or a Cal State. So here's how it works. If you get picked up, transfer, go, right? This means everything you take at your new university will automatically count because you're there. It's their system. If you don't get accepted, now we'll talk a little bit more about this in the second half of this series, but if you don't get accepted, that's really not the end of the world. I have to tell you this, that in STEM majors, it's normal to start applying around 60 units. And if you get accepted, you go. And if you don't, you just keep taking Assist classes. So every single time you apply, your application gets stronger and stronger and stronger. When we do things like academic renewal and clean up those grades, when we repeat courses, when we finish, right? A bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. When we finish more STEM courses, every single time you apply, you get stronger. But I don't want you staying at a community college for 4, 5, 6 years trying to finish every single thing, right? When you could be done with your bachelor's degree by then, if you would have transferred. So always start applying. And again, consult with your transfer counselor, but always start applying as soon as you can. as soon as you are ready to go. Okay? If you're hanging out and you're having a good time and you have no intention of transferring right now, that's fine too. But I, you know, in terms of saving you time and in your life and getting into your career faster, again, when you're hitting 60 units, you really should be considering applying. Okay, there's two main transfer cycles you need to know. Cal State is fall and spring. They take applications in August for spring term. And, you know, right now at the time of this recording, it is going to be October and we are applying for fall. You have to think a year in advance, right? And so that's why I say, well, you need to project out. And if you're going to hit 60 units by the end of spring, then you should be considering applying. If you have absolutely no STEM courses completed, right? You know, ask your transfer counselor, am I, you know, strong at this point? And you might not be, but if you've got a bunch of math already done and that core, right, the math and the physics, the core of your major, that's super important. So again, there's two times a year typically for Cal States. For UCs, fall is number one. Every single UC is open in the fall. For winter, we've had Santa Cruz, we've had, let's see, Merced and UC Riverside. Do you know a Pirate's favorite UC? UCR. Oh, I know. It's almost, I think September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day. So let's do that. And we'll all honor UCR. Okay. You know what a pirate said on his 80th birthday? I'm matey. Oh, man. You guys are a tough crowd today. Tough crowd. Okay, if you're a STEM major, your goal is to get there as soon as possible. I think I've belabored that point, right? These majors are so competitive that staying longer at your community college won't benefit you. And every single application cycle, as we said, is different. So you may be strong now, and in the future, there may be stronger candidates. So you never know. Always start applying when it makes sense. Now let's talk about degrees and certificates, because I always want you to graduate if possible. Why? Because on your resume right now, you just have a lot of units, right? We don't want students leaving our institution with no degrees. We want you to have a degree because you can put an associate's on your resume. You can list it. Yes, I do have a college degree. Otherwise, you're like, I don't know. I've got like 85 units and no degree, right? I don't want that to be you. If you can get a degree, do it. Even if you don't complete IGETC or Cal State general education patterns, you may still qualify for a degree, right? So to get an ADT, you need to have IGETC, CSU General Ed, or CalGETC. You need to have a standardized GE pattern in the state of California to get an ADT degree. Those ADT degrees are issued by the state. They're very regulated. They have to have all of that done. But your local degrees, so every college has local degrees. I can tell you about my college. We have a local degree called the Liberal Arts, Math, and Science, and students must complete a local GE pattern. That pattern is a lot more flexible than the ADT pattern, right? The Cal State and the UC. So I have a lot of STEM students who don't necessarily complete all the major prep for a physics degree or a math degree, but they have so much physics or they have so much math that they do qualify for a liberal arts math science. So check into that. That could be a great little way to leave with a degree rather than sticking around just to get a degree. Because, you know, those degrees are not... they're really not part of UC admissions at all. The ADT degree, which we'll talk about later, does have a benefit for the Cal States. But again, it's primarily your major prep, right? All right, local degrees. They may require a kinesiology class. Double check on that. So they might have little things that you have to do. Again, common strategies: finish your major prep first. use those winters or summers to really rack up your GE completion. I definitely want to prioritize my English and my math and critical thinking, right? Because those three classes primarily go to Cal State and UC. UC's not really interested in the speech. Grab your speech, you know, maybe a little bit later. All right. If you can't get a full degree, consider earning a certificate like we have at my college, a Golden 4 certificate, which is for the Cal State Golden 4, or the UC 7 course pattern certificate. That's only 7 classes. So I do get a lot of students who don't finish a degree. Maybe they transfer after 30 units to an out-of-state school. And I say, why don't you get the UC 7 course certificate? And they're like, oh, I didn't know I qualified for that. So double check on your transfer certificates. If you have them at your school, if there's a GE certificate that's less maybe than the full GE. Okay, get creative, talk to your counselor and see if you can grab something on your way out. It's like being at a party and not getting a party favor at the very end of the party. You want to leave with something, okay? Leave with something. All right. Out-of-state and private schools. We're getting there, folks. If you are applying to private universities or out-of-state schools, listen closely. You should transfer really sooner rather than later. There is no 60-unit requirement like there is for the Cal States or the UCs. And why so urgent? Well, there's no guarantee that your assist courses are going to transfer. Private schools and out-of-state schools use their own articulation systems. And often it's very individual with the departments. The departments approve the courses. So for like engineering or physics, you know, they decide which courses they're going to accept. There's not a blanket articulation agreement like there is between the California Community College and the Cal State and the UC. So here's a pro tip. Start working with a transfer counselor at that university early. Every single school has a little website for transfer, and you can connect with a transfer counselor at the school that you're interested in. Keep copies of your syllabus and the course outline of record, also known as COR. You can find the core or the COR on your school's website, usually in your portal. They're pretty easy to find, but sometimes schools want the syllabi, that's plural for syllabus. I know, the syllabi, right? Doesn't that sound awesome? Okay, so keep your syllabus, particularly if they're asking about articulation, they may want that to determine if it's the same as their course, right? Okay, so many schools use systems like Transferology, or they use TESS, which is the Transfer Equivalency System, but they may ask you directly for these documents. Okay, and again, earlier that we get going with that transfer counselor, you can even send them a proposed schedule and say, hey, I plan to take this. Will these articulate with your school? And if they don't, right, then you don't take them. Unless, you know, you want to keep the door open for other places. So I'm trying to save you time and money and all that stuff, right? If you know you want to go out of state or to a private school, start working with them early. All right, transfer warriors, let's recap your STEM transfer strategy. Major prep comes first. Focus on your core STEM courses with awesome grades. 2, once you are going to hit 60 units, you need to start applying, project out. Don't wait to finish every single GE or assist requirement. Always work towards graduation or at least earning a certificate. If you are transferring out of state to a private school or to a private school, get there early and coordinate with their transfer counselor. And pro tip, keep your syllabus and course outline for verification purposes. Okay, this is your roadmap to success in one of the most competitive transfer paths out there. It's super competitive because it's really cool and, you know, STEM majors have a direct correlation with great jobs. So remember, your goal is to get in the door of that university as soon as you can, and then keep moving forward. Thank you for joining me today on 30 Days to Transfer. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a fellow STEM student. who's dreaming big. Don't forget to check out the free journal and resources at transferman.org. And remember, transfer cats, keep your focus sharp, your grades high, and your goals even higher. Until next time, transfer on.